This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam today. Mr. Modi took part in the Bhumi Pujan for 22,864 crore rupees, access-controlled expressway between Silchar and Shillong in Meghalaya, the first of its kind in the Northeast. Prime Minister also laid a foundation stone for an elevated corridor on NH-306 from Trunk Road near Capital Point to Rangir Khari Point in Silchar. Mr. Modi also laid a foundation stone for 122 crore rupees College of Agriculture at Patarkandi in Karimganj district. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. The Prime Minister also highlighted the centre's focus on improving railway infrastructure in the Northeast. On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, Prime Minister said the objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens. The supply and availability of LPG and POL products across the district of Arunachal Pradesh was reviewed by the state's Minister for Food and Civil Supplies, Gabriel D. Wangsu, yesterday, along with Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta. The Department of Food and Civil Supplies and the oil marketing companies ensured that supplies of LPG and POL products are operating normally and their distributions are being constantly monitored to ensure continuous availability. He urged general public to avoid panic buying and purchase only what is needed so that artificial shortages are not created. Minister Wangsu informed as precautionary measure a 25-day wait between the bookings of the LPG has been introduced. Any person or business entity found engaging in hoarding and black marketing may face strict action. Mr. Wangsu also requested not to fall prey to any rumor mongers to share unverified alarming messages in social media. Hengelia monophylla, a rare plant species endemic to Arunachal Pradesh, has been rediscovered after nearly 189 years from Lohit district by Botanical Survey of India. Sharing the news in a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the rediscovery highlights the extraordinary biodiversity of Arunachal Pradesh. Such findings not only aid to global botanical knowledge but also reminds of the ecological treasures the state holds. The government has revoked the detention of Sonam Wangchuk with immediate effect, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said that the government remains committed to fostering an environment of peace, stability and mutual trust in Ladakh to facilitate constructive and meaningful dialogue with all stakeholders. The government has assured uninterrupted fuel supply to households, hospitals, educational institutions and other essential services. Domestic LPG production at refineries has been increased by more than 30%, Joint Secretary Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma shared this information during inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said commercial LPG cylinders have been made available to state governments for priority distribution to consumers. She informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being ensured with no cuts. All the retail outlet dealers have also been directed to strictly follow guidelines while dispensing fuel and any violation will invite strict action. She also announced that additional allocation of 48,000 kiloliters of kerosene over and above the regular supply has been provided to all states and union territories. States and UTs have been requested to identify district level locations to facilitate distribution of kerosene. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel but claimed that those plans are now dead. Earlier, Trump said the United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kirk Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. Meanwhile, a massive missile struck the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, last night, hitting a helipad on the sprawling compound. The Consulate General of India in Dubai has announced extension of regular Indian visas and e-visas and waived off over stay penalty to foreigners stuck in India due to ongoing developments in West Asia. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.